This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, live today from the brand new Rough Riders Center in Watford City, North Dakota. And I'm telling you what, I can't believe any community within the sound of my voice wouldn't relish to have a facility like this. They've earned it in these parts with all of the contributions they've made to the prosperity of our great state. This is one of the this is really the epicenter of the American energy renaissance nationwide, not to mention the part it plays in North Dakota's energy renaissance. It's pretty amazing, and this facility is great. So we're going to tell you about that today. You're going to meet some of the folks behind the vision for this, from Steve Stengem, who donated the land, the First International Bank of Trust, the Stengem family, of course, long-standing generations of involvement in this part of North Dakota, and it continues to this day to help facilities like this happen. Brent Sanford, who's the mayor of Watford City, and Gene Veeder, the folks that say, okay, we need this now. How's the, you know, how do we do it? How do we make it happen? So we'll talk with the both of them as well. And then we'll just talk with the facility folks here about what is here and what you can do here. Maybe you're listening in western Minnesota looking for a little place for a retreat. Get out here and see what's happening in Energy Country and have a beautiful facility to hold your meeting or retreat or whatever. So looking forward to talking about all of that today on the program and more. We'll also chat with Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources for a couple of minutes on the latest numbers on oil and gas production in North Dakota. We're going to chat with Mark Kennedy, the president of UND, who is this morning in Williston and a little later on this afternoon in Watford City doing Coffee with Kramer events. Chat with him about that. So all that coming up on What's on Your Mind. And throughout the program, we welcome your calls, your questions, your comments on any and all issues. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. I'm also going to give you the hotline number for you to leave a message. A lot of guests today, and I wanted you to get your opinions in on anything, but I do have a question of the day. And that is, I see that the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services is in the now position to access $6 million in a line of credit from the Bank of North Dakota to address costs of providing assistance to local law enforcement in response to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. I want to know that, you know, number one, the federal government needs to write some checks. But number two, some people responsible for the need for law enforcement need to write some checks. And that would be the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, who've invited people in from all across the United States to protest fossil fuels. Shouldn't they pay? Shouldn't they pay? I want to know your answer to that. Who should pay the $6 million or whatever the final tab is for law enforcement and keeping the peace? Whose responsibility is that, do you believe? I've given you my opinion. I want yours. 855-200-1776, extension 1. We have a call that's been waiting for a while to get in, so I'm going to get to this call and then our first guest to talk a little bit about why we were in Watford City today on What's on Your Mind to celebrate the opening of the Rough Rider Event Center. This is an anonymous caller calling north of the Cannonball River and wants to talk about Chairman Archambault. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. There's been talk about destruction of the sacred places down here. Has anybody addressed what those sacred places are?
No. What we heard is, and I don't know that it's sacred places I've heard, but sacred, yeah, I guess sacred sites, so same thing. But also, you know, artifacts and grave sites, you know, I've heard that term. Now, mind you, all of this, every single inch of that pipeline route has been walked. I think I forget how many miles, like 238 miles in a 400-foot swath. So these allegations came really late, and they came from someone that was brought in. I've been told this individual does this in other places. He does have connections to Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. And previously had worked for the tribe, has gone on to leave and do other things, was hired, brought back in, and is the one. But, yes, I want to see photos. I want to see some significant data to back this up, because it's a lot of talk right now. You're absolutely right.
I was born and raised down here. These hills down here are covered with what you'd call teepee rings.
There's a story I read in the Indian Times specifically about some of the allegations in this case. It also, here's one for you, claimed that there were no physical evidence, not remains, not personal belongings that might have been in a grave, but rather that there were spirits, right? And of course, if you are using that as a criteria, then you would never build anything anywhere. And the allegations you could use to make that, would be very self-serving. So there's a, I'm going to connect some dots, and you tell me if I'm crazy. But you look at the situation in North Carolina right now. What is it? Oh, the police shot someone that was, he didn't even have a weapon. Well, they find a weapon, but they run around. Ding, and all of a sudden he's shot. Their narrative takes off, and, years later in a court hearing or an investigation, we find out the fact. In the meantime, you have, people in harm's way and this chaos and everything else, fueled by professional protesters who are looking to do this chaos. In my mind, the vast majority of them aren't there to try and solve any problem of racial tensions or anything else. And it's the same thing with the vast majority of the people that have come in from all over that are really about, look, at Earth Justice is the lawyer now. They are the legal entity for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Earth Justice is a green extremist radical group, okay? They don't want fossil fuel development, period. Okay, they want us to go back to the Buffalo Commons. In the name of global warming. So they're the ones that have brought all these people in here. And again, throw around artifacts are being bulldozed and, this is happening over there and they didn't talk to us and they didn't consult us. All of it provably false. Okay, and it is a movement in this country, and it's a sad chapter that I believe we all need to spend a little time getting our arms around, because, if you're not paying attention, for one, you think, gosh, they're bulldozing grave sites. Well, why would they do that? Well, they're not. And then you have to walk back how much of the process was there, how archaeologists and experts walked 400 feet of this, every mile of that pipeline in North Dakota, and explain this to people. But they've got a narrative written, by the way, from a very responsible media who just takes this stuff without fact checking any of it. And what do we have? We have chaos. We have lawlessness. We have, the rule of law being trampled. This can't stand. It really can. And I believe, unfortunately, a lot of elected leaders, in the name of political correctness, don't want to speak out for the truth and stand up to this for fear of looking to be racist or, insensitive or anything else. It's a big problem. And, I even believe some of what you're talking about with the prayer circles, as they call them, or the TP rings or the rock circles or whatever, a lot of the, as I said earlier, every inch of this was walked, and 506 times they found something like a rock circle or prayer circle or whatever, a sensitive site, and altered the route for it. I mean, they have gone out of their way to be culturally sensitive to these sites that are important to Native Americans, and to have the process complete, the construction begin, and then be taken to court, to have construction equipment vandalized, to shut this down, costing the company, I've heard, $400,000 a day after they've done everything right, is lawlessness. It's got to be stopped. So I'm with you, and I appreciate you pointing out some important facts there, sir.
Yeah, and I also asked some people I know in Standing Rock, would I be in trouble if I build something or if I farmed an area where there's a teepee ring or a prayer circle? And they said no,
that's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question. Appreciate the call. Gene Veeder, when we come back, talking about the Rough Rider Event Center. Folks, we're in Wofford City today. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Big Ben, Rubber Duck here. What's your 1020?
Howdy, Rubber Duck. Headed from California to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Bismarck with a factory-authorized truck loaded with Hot Spring Spas. Yeah, Rubber Duck, this is the real deal. One truck per dealer per year, and you don't want to miss it. This weekend only, we have 16 Hot Spring Spas priced factory direct to you. The savings are huge, or take advantage of the Ace Saltwater system or a wireless music system for free. When the truck's gone, so are the deals. Ends 5 p.m. Sunday. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in front of Sam's Club in Bismarck, or call us at 844-200-SPA.
That's Big 10-4.
Cattlemen, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, is holding their 11th annual meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. The featured speakers are Dr. Harwood Schaefer, research professor at the Ag Policy Analysis Center, University of Tennessee, speaking on the state of agriculture today. RCAT CEO Bill Bullard, speaking on trade and checkoff issues, North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, and Dr. Sarah Keller, state veterinarian. All cattlemen are invited to attend. For registration and information, contact Larry Kenneth at 220-6102.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day, does about $1.8 million in business every month, and he said, you know what, the majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow, and that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. It is about 20 seconds away from fall, just so you know. Officially fall at 9:21 today. The live airing of What's on Your Mind here, just a couple of minutes away. So I don't know about you, but I'm ready for fall. As you can hear, some construction is continuing on the Rough Rider Event Center, and our next guest, Gene Veeder, is checking in. He's actually up in Williston today.
It's fall now. Sorry, I thought I'd let you know.
Is it fall? Is that what the buzzer was for?
Yep,
yeah.
Yep,
and I tell you what, if I had to pick any place to be for fall, I'd want to be in Watford City because, you know, take a little drive to the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park, and it is just about perfect. Some of those leaves already turning, but not all, so you get that balance of the real green and the leaves turning. So welcome to fall, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you're there. Joe and Bismarck, Jeff and Jamestown next on the lines. But let me bring Gene in to talk a little bit about an exciting week for Watford City with the official opening of the Watford City Rough Rider Event Center tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Gene, are your buttons popping today?
Well, you know how proud I am of our community, and this is just another one. This is kind of the flagship effort that we've had for the last 5 years. And so, yeah, I am. I'm glad that you had a look at it. We've been talking about it to you, I know, for a couple of years. And when you walk through those doors, it's like, okay, this is really something. Yeah.
It is. So, you know, people are going to go, okay, well, you know, what's the Rough Rider Center? Well, it's a convention and meeting center. It's a sports arena. It's a gymnastics training center. There's incredible outdoor sports fields, you know, and of course indoor sports with two hockey rinks and basketball. And I mean, there's a little coffee shop, there's a snack shack, there's an aquatic center, there's a walking track, there's a rock wall. So you really got, this is an all-encompassing multi-purpose facility, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and when you think about it, that was the intent to take all of these groups and put them under one roof, you know, and it looks pretty exotic and pretty expansive to the outside. But if you think about doing facilities for all those people and places individually, the idea here was is that it brings the community back into one place. You know, you can, you know, one child can be swimming, the other kid can be playing hockey. You can have a cup of coffee in there. Grandma can go for a walk. That track there, I think, is six laps to a mile. And that's, you know, that in this part of the country, as it gets cold, that's where people want to be. So the idea is to almost create a new community, a center for our city where people can gather and be healthy.
You know, the other thing I said on the air is I think Watford City deserves this, right? Watford City and this epicenter here for the energy renaissance has endured a lot of challenges in the last number of years, providing a whole lot of revenue for the state of North Dakota and really a spark for the country as it comes to energy. But that comes at a cost, and some of these things, you know, are difficult when you move, when you grow that fast, and where the kids get to play and where the folks get to have some recreation and everything else. So it really feels like an important, I don't know, payback for folks that have been an important part of this growth.
Well, yeah, you're right, Scott, and we need families. Families need to be together. That's part of the culture of our community is we don't want dad to be up here and mom and the kids to be in Texas. We don't. That's not how we roll in rural America. And people have, I think Brent Sanford will say it again and again and again, we polled our people, we polled our children, and they tell us they want things to do. They love the outdoors, but we've got a lot of needs for children indoors and for adults indoors. And so the point of all of this is, and why it's economic development thing, is that this is all driven by workers. It's driven by skilled workers. And skilled, bright workers have a lot of options. And we want to be the place that they choose to live, not the place that they come to until things get better somewhere else. So it's all part of a kind of a master plan to be the best place to live and the best place to work. That's how it ties in with the energy industry. That's how it ties in with community values. That's how it ties in with families. And so there's a method to this thing. It's not just a big fancy building. It's all part of community building for us.
Well, it's a great vision, and I love the spirit of Watford City. Just found a way with this and high school next door and so many other things as well. That's why I love being here. It's a beautiful place, whether it's the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park or just a great community spirit and things happening and now some great facilities. So congratulations on a big week.
Well, thank you for catching the spirit. You know, you're like many of our new residents. Once they got here, they've been here for a year, all of a sudden they're our greatest supporters, and It's a wonderful place to be, and thank you for coming up today and helping us celebrate this thing.
1 o'clock tomorrow, big community gathering right here, so I hope folks take that in. Thanks, Gene. We'll chat with you later. More of our friends from Watford City joining as we go throughout the program today. Joe and Bismarck, what's on your mind? Joe, are you there? I'm going to let Manny talk to Joe. I don't know what's going on. Jeff and Jamestown. Let's chat with Jeff. What's on your mind, Jeff? All right, this must be on our end, so don't go anywhere, Joe and Bismarck or Jeff and Jamestown. Manny? And we got a little issue with the volume there or something?
I don't know what the deal is.
All right,
they're shy.
Jeff and Jamestown, are you there? I'm going to go back to Joe and Bismarck. This is just too much fun. Joe and Bismarck, are you there? Hello, Joe.
Nobody has anything in their mind today.
Is this a fall thing? Did once we switch to fall, the phones don't work anymore?
The entire thing just changed.
I was going to say, man, did you remember to plug in the fall thing and unplug the summer thing there?
Yeah, it should be fine. I'll check with them on there.
Yeah. All right, you go ahead and check with them.
So you want me to call the show there and find out?
We got a couple of off-air calls. We can play those while we're waiting because we know those work, right?
Well, they did when I tried playing them.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
There are no grave sites. Indians didn't bury their dead until a white man showed up with a shovel. And George Soros should be one that pays for all these expenses. Over.
Send him the bill. I'll deliver the invoice there. Others, go ahead and keep rolling them there. Todd?
Scott, are you naive enough to think that the Obama Justice Department and the Comey FBI would actually take time out from covering up the crimes of Hillary Clinton and the IRS to help law enforcement in North Dakota try to deal with protesters, which Obama supports? Come on, Scott, get real.
Yeah, good morning. I was pleased to see that the leaders of the Manassu, the Rickara, and the Mandan Nation were at the Oil Convention Council. They're trying to help their people. They're trying to help the reservation. They're trying to help themselves get through this and better themselves. They're in the 21st century. They realize what's going on, you know.
Yeah, they do. That's a good point.
I would
get ahead. Yeah, no, I agree with you. We talked to Ken Hall, who was there. There was an interesting element to it because there was a little bit of a lecture towards the Petroleum Council about we need to give you consent before you do stuff. When, of course, there's a process, and I think there needs to be some clearer understanding there. But I was glad they were there. And by the way, there were protesters there yesterday. We'll talk about that too coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's the first day of fall edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, folks. My name is Scott Hannon. I'm in Watford City today because we are celebrating the opening of the new Rough Riders Center in Watford City. 1 o'clock tomorrow, the official opening. There's still a lot of hard hats here and vehicles going beep, 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 backing up, and lots of little last-minute things being done, and the hustle and bustle is underway. I remember being in the exact same position not all that long with a high school, which is right next door. And I popped over there to say hi to Steve Holden, the superintendent, and he was off at a different facility. But I looked at the building. I thought, it's just incredible, you know, when you see it transform like this. This one is the same thing. So looking forward to talking more about that as we go throughout the program today. We are brought to you on What's on Your Mind in part today by MyPillow. And Todd, the radio god Mitchell, my co-host here on What's on Your Mind, and we love MyPillow because it allows us to get a good night's rest, which in turn gives us good health and allows us to get behind the microphone. Todd is there to make sure everything runs, right? He's got to be there. Show's got to go. I'm usually behind the wheel going from one place to another to bring you the story. And can't do that without good health and a good night's sleep. And I'm dead serious. I'm not just trying to sell a pillow. The most important thing to your health is your sleep. You got to get sleep or you don't have, you know, and the most important thing to your sleep, MyPillow. Mike Lindell, the owner of this, toiled at county fairs, at our state fair. He's been everywhere. He grew up in Iowa, spent some time in Minnesota, but came to North Dakota a lot, just trying to find the... Everywhere he would go selling different products at fairs, people would say, you know, design a pillow, invent a pillow. So he literally is the inventor of this thing. And because we've struck up a little relationship with Mike and the leadership at MyPillow, that now, by the way, is cranking out, I forget the amount. Is it 50,000 pillows a month? He was on with us not long ago, and I think it had just hit 50,000 pillows. I forget how many they do, but it's an incredible amount. We'll get an updated number here soon, have Mike back. And it's really going, but he really reveres the fact that it got it started in North Dakota. So I hope you think long and hard about it, whether it's as a gift to do it for yourself. Get a good night's sleep with the best pillow on the planet. And take advantage of our deal, a 4-for-1 deal, $100 in savings when you call 800-506-9028. Actually, $160 in savings because you get four pillows for under $100, and that's $160 savings. Two classics, two travel pillows, under $100, $160 savings. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Do it for yourself, your sleep, and your health, okay? It's important. All right. 800-228-0550. Question of the day, who should pay for the costs related to the protest? Who should pay? Call our hotline and tell me, 855-200-1776, and let us know. Press 1 to leave a message. Already, $1.8 million in expenditures, in just hard costs. Morton County Sheriff's Department has expenses of about $100,000 a week directly related to the protests. Who should pay? Federal government? After all, this encampment, this protest happened on federal land. The Corps allowed them to stay on that land. Should they pay? They also have extended this by the shenanigans they're playing by disregarding a court decision and allowing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to come in and say, wait, can you wait? You know, slow this down, disregarding the judge. So are they culpable? Should the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe do it? Who should pay? Tell me at 855-200-1776. Yesterday, the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services was authorized to access a $6 million line of credit from the Bank of North Dakota, from the North Dakota Emergency Commission. So, this is real, this is here, and it's now. Want to know. Okay. Flint Christensen is here. He's the facility manager for the Rough Rider Center here in Watford City. How are you, Flint?
I'm thinking we should talk a little bit more about that MyPillow.
You thinking you could use a little more sleep these days?
I think that'd be nice. Yeah.
What are you getting on average now, Flint? Is 5 hours a night a good night or what?
That's a pretty good night. Yeah, my wife... tease is kind of saying I've talked more to her when I was in Afghanistan than now.
And that's part tease and part, are you listening, Flint?
Yeah,
right,
so.
Right. Yeah. Are you listening?
She's been very patient, and it's been quite the progress. So
it's a busy, busy time, and this is quite the facility. Now, you've been a part of other facilities, other event centers, convention facilities, right?
Yeah, I was a event activities coordinator, director for the Idaho Youth Ranch. They had a large 40-acre campus.
For somebody that's listening right now that hears Rough Rider Event Center, they hear, you know, this facility, and they think it was just like any other sort of, you know, event center, what would you tell them?
There's definitely a lot of more questions than answers, and it's kind of been just a team of me and the Park District throughout the process from since our groundbreaking to now. We just barely was able to hire on some people to start to open our doors. So with that, honestly, if we told them all what was really coming, then my phone would never stop ringing for booking events. So,
but I don't want people to ring your phone off the hook, but I want them to know what the future holds.
We've got the team now. Let's we can open the doors.
What the future holds for Watford City? What can you do?
Well, you know, when there's going to be some symbolism when we do the ribbon cutting, but the truth is when we open the doors to this event center, we're opening some doors to Watford City, and not even just Watford City. We're opening doors to the surrounding area for what this event center can do for this region. It's going to be a very big impact for Western North Dakota.
And does another facility like this exist? It really is. I mean, when you walk end to end, it's like, wow. Okay, hockey arena's down here, all the way to you know, a competition pool on this end, and what easily would be a great little concert hall, but also you know, a great arena for different things, and then courts, and you know, a field house, and it's just so many things in one. It's pretty rare, isn't it?
Well, certainly other facilities have some of the amenities that we've got. I think what really sets this facility apart from others, and I think this is going to be a trend for small and big communities alike. It's set up as what they call a max facility, and it's designed to be very chameleon in nature, very compartmentalized. Where that works well is we can have multiple groups doing everything here at this event center, and it's easy for us to split off the different groups. But that being said, it's also, we've got, you know, large bay doors that connect the arena and the field house and the community ice rink. We can have this massive floor show expo here.
How many square feet would that be?
Oh, the whole facility is about 269,000 square feet.
But of that, how much would be like trade show floor, if you will, arena floor that you, once you open all those, you know?
Oh, I'd say over probably 50% of it is that able to do a whole show.
So that's massive. I mean, like Fargo Dome would be like 100-some thousand square feet, I think.
Yeah, and
right?
Then
so you got more than that.
Yeah, but you add to that. I mean, imagine going to a floor show. You want to go do something, you know, an agricultural expo. Bring your family along. If they're not interested in that, they can stay at the pool. They can get some roller skates on in the summertime or laser tag, and then in the wintertime they can do some ice skating. It's really an all-encompassing facility when you look at how we can complement different programs, whether it's even our own internal community programs or creating that environment that, wow, that's an amazing expo center.
You have the Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties that are coming. Is that going to be the first convention of sorts or meeting of sorts?
Oh, that's probably going to be a question for our event coordinator. We've got, I asked her, it was probably 2 weeks ago, and she said she had 66 large events that were already chomping at the bit to come in here.
Already on the docket.
I think that is the first one, though, for the oil producing counties.
And what, for folks that do move their events around every year and have either conferences or conventions or meetings or whatnot, what can you accompany? What kind of numbers?
That's where it really gets exciting. We have it set up, you know, excellent price points for them to come in and not get gouged out of. We want them here. You know, you talked with Gene Veeder. There's a big push to get those groups, those organizations to realize, hey, we want to do this in Watford City. They're setting themselves up right. They've got all the amenities from concessions to we've got all internal pipe and drape. We can do individual booths of 175 pipe and drape expo booths, and of course those can be connected together and expand to almost double that. We've got banquet chairs and tables enough to choke a mule. We've got the elegance of our convention center alone. You walk in there and that's a perfect spot for a wedding to a safety training. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's a lot we can accomplish here in the Rough Rider Center in Wofford City.
And what kind of numbers in like a conference center for a sit-down dinner, for instance?
So our just in the conference center part, there is a separation between the floor space between the arenas and the community rink, and then we have our separate convention area, and we can do 1,000 in a lecture format, 400 in a banquet type setting. So, and
that's a good size facility.
It is, and even with our convention center, we have the ability that we can break out into smaller groups. A lot of these different seminars, they want everyone to come together, and then they want the ability to break out into different training seminars and components, and our convention center does that as well.
Boy, it's been a lot of fun, folks. A lot of things happening. Of course, they kick it all off. They start it all tomorrow, 1 o'clock. And a lot of great things in the future for this convention and meeting center that is ideal for large conferences and meetings as well as weddings and large social gatherings and banquet facilities for up to 400 people. And the aquatic center is incredible. I mean, a lot of really neat features there. Trade show, as you said, the community rinks, the hockey arena, the gymnastics, special events, sports arena. There'll be some concerts coming up here fairly soon, I know.
Yeah, we've got some pretty good concert lineups. We've got a 80s arena rock act called Snake Oil. They're a lot like Hairball, if you've ever heard of them. They come on, they do a quick costume change floor show like you wouldn't believe.
And that's the 24th, right?
Yeah, that's this Saturday, so a lot of moving parts getting to get that together.
Thank you, Flint. Appreciate it. Congratulations to everybody.
Thank you.
Quite the story we're telling today in Wofford City, the new Rough Rider Center opening officially tomorrow. Flint Christensen, the facility manager. By the way, if you have any questions on him, you can call him at 701-842-3665. 701-842-3665. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Brian. At 58, doctors told me I had the heart of a 37-year-old man. They told me that after my heart transplant surgery. If you're a smoker, here are some tips in case that happens to you. First, you have to quit smoking before you can get on a list for a transplant. So quit now. And never feel sorry for yourself. I don't. I only feel sorry for that 37-year-old man.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
American Bank Center presents the North Dakota Rodeo Association 2016 Year-End Finals. September 30th and October 1st, 7 p.m. at the Bismarck Event Center. Champions will be crowned in each of the 9 events. And don't miss One-Armed Bandit and Company, a great specialty act they're live to. Tickets are on sale now at etix.com. That's E-T-I-X.com. Or at the Bismarck Event Center box office. The NDRA 2016 Year-End Finals, September 30th and October 1st at the Bismarck Event Center. For more info, go to ndrodeo.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional cropland auctions in the following counties: Benson, Lemoore, Mercer, Kidder, Botno, Morton, Dunn, Grant, Golden Valley, and Adams, and an exceptional line of construction and farm equipment at Pfeiffer's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm. The cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you. At North Dakota's home for Chevy, Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at PucklandValleyCity.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back in Watford City. I love this place. I really, really do. I love this place, and I love the can-do attitude they have, and I'm sitting in this facility, and I can't even believe it. By the way, I'm in the U Mary classroom, this University of Mary classroom. So, you know, this University of Mary came here in the middle of all this and said, we want to help companies, you know, train their employees so they have a master's degree in management and be able to build leaders from the University of Mary, and had no place, had to, you know, kind of just hobble together some classroom space and find whatever they could, and now they're part of this facility. I mean, so you just think of that. The University of Mary is a campus in Watford City, in a beautiful facility. It's really, it is amazing. It is. They just find a way. They really do find a way. I find myself, I've been watching this situation in North Carolina. It just rips my heart out. You know, it just rips my heart out. It's so dumb. It's so stupid. And I'm not doing this to try and tie a national story to a local story, but I firmly believe you have the identical situation with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Now, they're protesting something different. In the case of the folks in North Carolina, like in Ferguson and other places, Dallas, it's about, you know, the cops don't like us, and black people are getting shot, and they're innocent, and you hate black people, and, you know, you're awful. I saw the brother of the victim down in North Carolina said, white people, all you white people are the devil. Wow. He's a victim. His brother was a victim. Everybody's a victim. Chairman Dave Archambault, are you going to go over to Geneva? And by the way, I was saying I was in the UN in New York yesterday. I guess I assumed that the same United Nations gathering that was happening in New York was the one that he was at, but it was at a different one, Geneva. So he did literally go over to Geneva. And as somebody said, I hope he flapped his wings with his hands because it takes the oil he's protesting to go there. What Chairman Dave Archambault is doing for the people of Standing Rock is a disgrace. It's furthering the idea that we're victims here. Can you find me anybody who has perpetuated the idea of being a victim that has taken them to the next level? In other words, the right has been wronged and they are now victors. No, you end up in a pity party the rest of your life. It is so sad. It's so sad.
What needs to happen is adults, real leaders, need to get together from the Native American community. And Dave Archibald is not one. He is not one. He is furthering all the chatter that has nothing. Now, there's issues. There's things they can deal with. Get around the table and fix them. Don't run to Geneva and talk about ridiculous, provably stupid lies. Oil companies are poisoning the water of the United States. Really? Really? Come on. You know, I know that's what Earth Justice wants you to say, and I know they pay the tab for you to fly to Geneva, and you're probably on a little bit of a whirlwind, but really? Come on. But set him aside, set anybody aside. Just ask yourself, who gets ahead being a victim? And you know what? There has been some raw deals for Native Americans, even in our state, even recently, that we all need to recognize. What was done to people because of Garrison, boom, the way you make your living is gone. We're going to take that away, flood your lands. How it was done, how it was handled was wrong. But at some point, you got to say, look, Jack Dalrymple didn't do that. Kevin Cramer didn't do that. Heidi Heitkamp, I'm not sure she did it or not because she's hiding. She's so far from wanting to lead on this, it's unbelievable. Somebody called this week and was quite critical of John Hovind for coming on the program and not saying enough. I forgot to say, well, at least he's saying something. At least he's not under his desk like Senator Heidi Heitkamp, for crying out loud. Oh, but you know what? It's America, so we'll make it. We will. And hopefully we'll all use frustrations like this to say, where's my flag? Am I flying the flag of my business? Am I flying the flag of my home? Can I do the part to stand for freedom? Jim, the flagpole guy, is here back with us on What's on Your Mind. Jim, you can take care of my frustration by putting up the mother of all flagpoles, right?
Well, I'm sitting here in Williston at the coal plant. And they have a new plant at 285, and they finally were able to, you know, in order, put the icing on the cake, and that is a 45-foot continental flagpole. And I'm just sitting here looking at it. God, I'm almost done. But what I sell is glow. I figured that out. I sell glow. What's glow? Glow is when they look at it for the very first time in their possession, in their yard, in their landscape. And really, this is Coca-Cola, is an American company. This new, it's, I don't know, I'm kind of at a loss for words. I'm just sitting here looking at it, Scott. Just like,
well, I'm glad you are.
Happy. They got,
you know,
more
what?
Than what they expected.
I can't see it, but I feel the glow. And I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, I do. And we have one in our backyard that I, you know, end of the day, plop in that hot tub, look at it, tussle in the wind and think everything's going to be okay because of that flag, as long as we continue to defend it. But we got to fly it. And Jim can do it for you, whether it's at a commercial business in a place like Coca-Cola. An American company ought to have a flag. And if, in my mind, any company lucky enough to be located right here in the United States ought to have one as well. And same thing with your home. Give Jim a call. 701-571-FLAG. 571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguy.com. God bless you, Jim. Thank you.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes. But missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to be routed to the cell phones of any member of your family, no matter where they are. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
The
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.